Welcome to the Better Workday podcast hosted by Niamh Moynihan. Each week, Niamh shares tips, tricks, and insights to help you have a better workday. A few weeks ago, we talked about managing our inbox, and I've managed to simplify it a lot, but I still can't bring myself to actually delete the emails. Niamh, why is it we're so afraid of deleting email?
Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Better Workday podcast. I hope you are doing well. A couple of weeks ago, in episode 6 of the podcast, I outlined a simple framework to manage your inbox. But I know that simple doesn't always mean easy. In the same way that we know regular exercise is good for us and it sounds simple to go for a walk, it's not always easy to do that when you have a lot of work to do or if there are many other things that you feel you should be doing. And I don't know about you, but I always find that sometimes the simple things are the things that I let slip. So today I want to break down some of the common reasons we find it difficult to get a handle on our inbox and why the count rises up to hundreds or even thousands of emails. And this isn't just limited to email, by the way. You can consider this for your digital assets overall, like Word documents, spreadsheets, PDFs, photos, videos, even your audio notes and visual notes. Lots of these things are often left unmanaged or they live in many different places, and it can cause overwhelm, really, when we look at this amount of digital clutter. But I'm going to focus on the email as an example, and the reason I'm focusing on email is because it comes up time and time again when I deliver workshops, when I deliver webinars. People feel stressed, anxiety, and overwhelm when they open their inbox. It's important to note at this stage that I know a lot of people who are unfazed by an inbox with hundreds or even thousands of emails. But I also know lots of people, myself included, who can find that quite overwhelming. And really, it's because every time I open my inbox or you open yours, you see hundreds or thousands of emails and your brain scans that to determine what's important. And if we do that time and time again, it leads to a feeling of overwhelm as we're constantly deciding, should I open that email? What should I do with it? Should I delete it? Should I archive it? The list goes on and on and on. So what gets in the way of an organized, streamlined inbox or email system? Well, research has identified 5 main causes of what's known as digital hoarding. So this is the accumulation of digital files or email to the point of a loss of perspective, in which case we're wondering, why do we have so many? And it eventually results in stress and disorganization. But before I break down the 5 reasons, I want to highlight other factors which cause this digital clutter or hoarding, because it's not down just to me or to you. And the external factors are the volume, variety, and velocity of the information that many knowledge workers have to manage on a daily basis. I have seen people open up an inbox which has hundreds or thousands of emails. Now that's the volume. And those emails have lots of different types of attachments, from Excel spreadsheets to links to other locations, PDFs, photographs, videos, and all of these things cover many different topics, and the conversations are being had with lots of different people. So all of that is the variety. And while they're trying to make their way through these emails, they're is a continuous stream of fresh emails arriving every minute or couple of minutes as they battle their way through the inbox. And that's the velocity. We have a high volume of email with a lot of variety in it that comes to us at a high speed of velocity. So it's no wonder that many people surrender to inbox chaos and accept their fate is overwhelmed at work. With that being considered, let's now take a look at the different reasons why people don't delete their email. The first one I'm going to jump into straight away is that I don't have the time or it's not a priority. And this is a reason I see time and time again. You would like to get on top of your email, so would I, but we have so little free time in our workday that it falls to the bottom of the list. And since there is no obvious external reward for tidying up your inbox, it always is a lesser priority. But unfortunately, That digital clutter, as I've said before, causes overwhelming stress, which will make you more distracted, which prevents you from making the most of the time you have. And so it's a vicious cycle. Another reason people don't delete work email is because you are not responsible for purchasing or maintaining the servers or the cloud storage that this stuff lives on. So it's someone else's problem, not yours. And in this case, you prioritize the work which is your responsibility and will be your problem if you don't get it done. I'm going to pause here and I'm going to talk a little bit about sustainability, because sustainability is a hot topic, as it should be for many, many companies at the moment. And there is conversation around, you know, the carbon footprint of email. And that could be an external driver for tidying up your inbox and for managing your portion of the cloud storage or the server or whatever the solution is in your company. And I did a bit of digging into this before I recorded the podcast, and I found it inconclusive, to be honest with you. So some articles are saying that, you know, think twice before you send an email, because every email takes up space. And the more space is taken up, the bigger the storage has to be. And there is electricity and water and land and materials all needed to keep these data storage locations going. But on the other hand, I found different information, which basically says that regardless of whether or not you send the email, these servers are going to be running anyway, because the storage has been bought and it needs to be up, and there's not a huge impact on whether or not you send one email or the other. So look, I don't have a straight answer on that one. I just wanted to call it out because it is something which has come up. And if you have some other input on that, please do let me know. I'd love to hear from you. But for now, I think for most of us, there is no external driver for deleting your email. And it really is a case of it's somebody else's problem. We have so much storage, we think we're okay at a personal level. Now then, to get into the gritty reasons that people don't delete email. And the third reason is just in case. So one of the five reasons people don't delete emails or other files is because they're unsure of their value, or they think that they might be valuable in the future. Does that resonate with you? So you would keep emails or other files just in case you need them. You're not sure how important they are. They might be important, and you don't want to run the risk of not having that information. And perfectionists often feel the need to keep every item that they have to maintain a sense of control or completeness. And I've also seen this happen when there's a very busy work environment, when people have a very heavy workload and they want to have everything to hand just in case they need it. And closely linked to that then is proof. So in the work environment, a lot of people keep emails as a record of the work done or conversations that were had. So they keep on to the proof, which could be something as simple as an email saying, yes, I've done that now, or thank you for sending that over, as a form of evidence of the action that they took, whether that's completing a task, asking a question, or giving an answer. And people are hesitant to get rid of proof in case they need it. And I know that this is definitely something that I would have experienced when I was working in the corporate sector, especially when I was new in a role. I wanted to make sure that I had proof of the work that I did and what I said and how I said it, because I was terrified of getting into trouble. Okay. And I've held on to everything so that I could basically demonstrate everything that I did, and using the emails as a form of evidence. And then I kept on to the rest of the stuff just in case I needed it, which is why, you know, I would have had emails for 3, 4, 5 years, even though that information was far out of date. And finally, it's more than an email. So let me take a moment to explain this to you. When I deliver workshops, and when we come on to the topic of our relationship with tools like email, messaging, and other communication channels, I joke that I'm always hesitant to discuss it because it's an emotional issue. But that's only a half joke, because many people do form an emotional connection with digital assets like photographs, and they see those things as an extension of themselves, and it makes it harder to let them go. And in the work environment, I see this happen time and time again with email, especially if you're in your role or in your company for a couple of years. you know, as these emails build up, they're, I suppose, a representation of the conversations you've had, the people you've worked with, the projects you've worked on, your wins, your challenges. And so they do form a bit of an extension of your work self. And some of them have an emotional value. So, for example, it could have been the first report that you sent out, or the first email where you got really good feedback, or maybe it's even something as simple as conversations with colleagues who've since left. And you just like to see their name and to know that those conversations are there. But whatever it is for you, don't underestimate the power of an emotional connection to your email, because it is there. And sometimes it's acknowledging this that is the first step. Now, do some of these reasons resonate with you? If they do, trust me, you are not alone. Every time I work with groups of people, there are members of the group who struggle with their inbox. So what can we do? Well, go back to episode 6 of the podcast where I talk about the simple solution to managing your inbox. But as I said earlier, those efforts will be met with both internal resistance and also that volume, variety and velocity of new emails coming in. So instead, I believe that action needs to be taken at multiple levels. At a company or organization level, we need to take a look at the information systems that are in place to properly store digital files and record of communication. What I mean by that is if your company has content management systems, financial management systems, project management systems, and all of the other kinds of systems, how are they being used, and are they being used properly to store the important information and conversations? And do people trust that they can find the information or conversation that they need if it's needed? Because having a background in IT, I know that sometimes the system seems perfect, you know, to the person who's implementing it or to one group of users, but another group of users find it very, very difficult. They don't trust it. They can't use it. And so they just keep their emails just in case. And the second area to consider at an organization and team level is your culture around trust, accountability, and mistakes. Look, if people don't feel that they can rely on each other, whether within their team or from team to team, department to department, or if they're afraid of making a mistake, they will continue to hold on to the evidence, even if the same record is recorded in the relevant system. And that's because they don't know if they're going to have to prove that they've done the work or prove they've taken the step. And at team and individual level, here we get down to what you can do. It's very important to be more intentional about what emails or files you are sending. Yeah, I always believe you are the best person to start making the change. So if you send less email, if you are more considerate about who you're sending it to, why you're sending it to them, and what information you're including, you can help reduce this volume and variety and velocity I've been talking about. And really do your best to try and help other people understand why you're sending it to them, so they can understand if it's going to be valuable, if they need to keep it just in case, or if they can point back to another location in the future if they need it. And finally, you can take a from now on approach. And what I mean by this is, from now on, instead of skipping out of your inbox as quickly as you jumped into it, try to spend at least 5 or 10 minutes at a time in your inbox and read through things and try to take action while you're there on the first touch. And simply ask yourself the question, will I delete this or should I archive it? Remember, if you archive an email, it's not gone anywhere. It's not deleted. It's just over in the archives. You can still get it later on, but it gets it out of your inbox. It gets it away from your first view of your email and really helps to reduce that overwhelm. So perhaps the one thing you'll do after today, listening to this episode, is ask that question more often. Will I delete this or archive it? Now, there is no quick fix to digital clutter, especially in this high information environment that we're working in. But I do believe that being aware of your reasons for not deleting or for not managing your inbox is the first step in the right direction. I hope you found this helpful. And if you do, please let me know by leaving a comment or a review. Until next time, stay well and have a better workday.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode. The Better Workday podcast is about helping you have a better workday, so we'd love to hear your thoughts and questions. You can find our social media details as well as any references from this episode in the show notes.